The lush sound was rising, a sound that seemed to have always been there, like the voice of a dream, barely a whisper. Then, abruptly, the thump of drums. They didn't talk much, these men. Theirs were the faces of American Gothic, their eyes squinting at the sun-baked, flinty life that stretched out before them as they wandered barefoot through their barren, cracked fields. Well past midnight, they chanted and stomped around a fire. As the night wore on, something unexpected happened, something volatile. They whispered now, not words to hide behind, but words that could carry a message, the drive for something better, and the pull of respectability. People began to spend more time inside. They bought a house and found themselves bridge partners. They did so with some measure of satisfaction. The truth is that they were more than satisfied. They were relieved. These men knew the country, though. Their toes dug into the ground, brown and green uninterrupted. Their laughter spoke of freedom. Behind them, a faith that rational, thoughtful people could shape their own destiny and have all the opportunities and space to breathe, and individualism and economic development. And the city turned monochrome and murmured with activity. Then the buildings grew taller, a nation busy developing itself, between the modern and the ancient, and asking no favors. Then, a more demanding impulse, a reflection of the simple fantasies that had been forbidden, a more expensive restaurant, a finer suit of clothes, a more exclusive night spot, a more beautiful woman, a more potent high. There seemed no constraints on the originality of lifestyles or the manufacture of desire. The ascendance of free markets and liberal democracy, and subdivisions marching relentlessly into every fold of Green Hill, the city lights reflected against the clouds. They grew inward, themselves spurred on by their own fears of inconsequence, always searching for that new start, becoming wealthy men. And their faith had been rewarded, a recognition of accomplishment that frees the spirit. A home, a family, a respectable life, and a booming stock market, and a Sunday matinee, and a gray clip-on tie. The pure and heady breeze of privilege. And freedom to be carried off into peaceful dreams.